Paul Barfess is on the stage with the winning conductor, Dr. Nicholas Childs. What is it like to win in the 150th year of Black Dyke, the European Championships for the first time in 10 years of Black Dyke?
Absolutely so proud. It's also my first time I've ever won as a conductor too. And of course, talking to a fellow Welshman, the only other time I've won is in 1992 in Cardiff, on Year of the Dragon. So absolutely excited. I knew that we'd done a good show yesterday. It was a tough piece. But today I had an ace up my sleeve, which was I decided to perform a new piece. But it was a new piece in safe hands because it was a composer of Peter Graham. Fantastic tune. And I think a lot of people would say there was some serious dynamics in it. Mm-hmm. There were some special quiet moments. They really pulled all the stops out. This month the band's, they've only had 5 days off in this month. Personally, I've had two. It's a great effort from everybody and absolutely over the moon.
Well, the piece brought the house down this afternoon. Of course, it was a tremendous occasion to be here to listen to it. The choice was something that you work with Peter Graham.
Yep, it was.
And it's a piece that you think that will be used again in the future.
Well, it's an ideal length. It's very programmed music. It's the journey to the centre of the earth. It celebrates the centenary of Jules Verne and the story, how he got to the centre of the earth. And I think what a lot of people will be talking about, of course, is the Whispering Gallery at the end.
Indeed.
And of course, it's at the time when, you know, the two adventurers, they get separated. The one thinks he's going to be the end, but in the actual fact, he hears voices when he puts his hand to the cave and he hears those whisperings. And of course, the band created that tonight, and there were certainly a lot of whisperings that were going on before the results, so we certainly had our fingers crossed.
I don't think there'll be much whispering now afterwards. I think there'll be more singing more than whispering, I think.
And I think it'll be a very expensive night.
Now that the European champions, of course, the question is whether or not you'll be in Belfast next year. Can you confirm what is going to be happening?
We will definitely be in Belfast in some capacity. It's difficult because I don't think anybody knows what's happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. We know that there's going to be another European competition, and indeed the band's always been part of the Bessin competition in the past. This is the very first one that it doesn't have a connection with Bessin. I'd like to think that in actual fact there will only be one competition. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if everybody can come back into the fold.
Indeed. And a final question, you had some drama before the set work when Roger Webster, for some reason, managed to get super glue stuck on his tongue.
Yeah.
His tongue stuck to the top of his lip 5 minutes before you went on
stage.
Yeah,
it was. You know, in the nicest way, when you really think what happened. At the time, I told him to stop attention seeking, and if he thought that the bleeding lip was going to stop him going on, that wasn't going to happen. But it did happen, and I did say to him jokingly, "I'm a doctor, trust me, I'll get the glue off for you."
Congratulations, Nick, and I'm sure you're going to have a fantastic night
tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much indeed. Paul Barfess is on stage with the composer of the Journey to the Centre of the Earth, Peter Graham. Peter, you must be delighted. The highlight must be of the weekend, with the exception of the bicycle, Dutch bicycle band, who were fantastic.
It must have
been Black Dyke's performance of your test piece.
Yes, I must admit, they really pulled all the stops out. I mean, there's no substitute for hard work. I appreciate they've been working on that piece pretty much constantly for the past couple of months, and it paid off. I mean, I think they were magnificent this afternoon.
The inspiration for the piece came from the Jules Verne novel. Is it a personal favourite of yours?
Well, no, accidentally I discovered that Jules Verne was born, or rather his death was 1905, and this is this year is the centenary of his death, and it just all kind of figured from there. Mm-hmm. So that was the catalyst for the piece, really.
And one of the most interesting parts of the piece was the Whispering Gallery, in which members of the band, with the addition of a CD, whispered next to nothing. I don't know what exactly they said.
Well, I hear there's a variety of variety of comments, which we won't go into perhaps. But the idea was in the book, it's a central point where the one of the heroes, Axel, is lost in the bowels of the earth, and he escapes by hearing the whispering of his colleagues, and it just seemed to be something I could incorporate just to really to change the colour a little bit from the brass domination of the piece.
Well, congratulations on the piece. We are sure that we've been told that a number of bands have already placed orders for the piece.
Oh, I hope not.
So you're looking forward. You're looking forward to the extra revenue coming in.
Yeah, possibly. Well, somebody's going to have to proofread the thing, I think. So there you go.
Congratulations. Thanks
so
very much.
Thank you.
Paul Barfess is on the stage here in Groningen with the one and only Peter Roberts.
In where?
Peter, you've won 7 European titles now in a row. What's your feeling?
Ecstatic.
That's a wonderful answer from Peter Roberts. You don't often get that. We understand also, Peter, you played in the first contest in 1978.
Yes, that's true.
It's a long time ago. So how did you keep going?
I have no idea. The love of a good woman.
Is it? And also, what about this piece?
No, I'd rephrase that. The love of all women.
All right. What about this piece, Peter? You were up in the skies for most of the time. Did you enjoy that one?
I did, but it was specially written for the entire band. And obviously, Peter Graham's heard me play once or twice and decided that I could do it. I wasn't too sure, but he decided I could.
Are you looking forward now to trying to make it 8 in a row in Belfast?
Yes.
Thanks, Pete.
Why not make it 8? Why not make it 10?
Well, there we are. All the rest of the Soprano players got something to aim for now as well.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I think the own choice piece that we played today, it will come back in another... as a set work somewhere.
Many thanks, Pete. And enjoy your night.
Thank you very much.